The House ended its special session today, having taken no actions during the 5 days. House Speaker Mike Chenault says the legislature has already considered the permanent fund restructuring and tax increases that Governor Bill Walker asked them to pass.
Staying here for another 30 days is not going to resolve the revenue issues before us. We have discussed ad nauseum all the different proposals, and I cannot see any significant changes within the time allotted for this special session.
The Senate declined an invitation from the House to meet to consider overriding Governor Bill Walker's budget vetoes. Senate President Kevin Meyer says there wasn't enough support to reach the 45 votes needed to override the vetoes. They included a reduction in permanent fund dividend funding that's expected to cut dividends in half to $1,000 per person.
When we looked at all the variables, all the pros and cons, we just felt like it was best to not accept the invitation to meet for the purposes of overriding the vetoes.
The last House floor session was filled with speeches on the state's fiscal crisis. Anchorage Republican Representative Craig Johnson attacked Walker's PFD funding veto.
This time, Walker's reached into the pocketbooks of every man, woman, and child in Alaska, and in my opinion, stolen $1,000 from each of them.
Juneau Republican Representative Kathy Munoz says Walker did the right thing by issuing the vetoes, even if she didn't agree with all of them.
I think the governor demonstrated a great deal of courage in his actions.
Anchorage Democratic Representative Les Guerra expressed concern that the Walker administration's projected budget cuts could play into the hands of opponents of a fiscal plan.
I think what he did was he told people who want major cuts, take no action and you get the cuts that you want.
Eagle River Republican Senator Anna McKinnon says she's interested in working with Walker's administration and all four legislative caucuses on a task force that would consider a couple of the major issues that have stalled in the legislature. House Speaker Chenault expressed an interest in her idea. The Senate could vote to adjourn when it meets on Monday.